Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. Ohioans are asked to be cautious when it comes to home repairs after flooding, high winds, or other natural disasters. Ohio Attorney General spokesman Dan Tierney points out that when natural disasters occur, damage happens and con artists will try to take advantage.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of money that could be made legitimately, and people are trying to make that money illegitimately from time to time as well. So we always want to warn consumers in these situations just to be vigilant.
He notes one major red flag is when someone claiming to be a contractor shows up to your house unexpectedly.
You can research that business carefully, ask for estimates, get information in writing prior to engaging in any home repair. But, you know, certainly there is concern that some of the repairs they might try and point out may not be necessary, and they're trying to take advantage of the situation.
Tierney adds that Ohio has a law to help protect consumers should you get into this type of situation.
When a contract results from a door-to-door sale, you generally have a 3-day right to cancel. So you have that extra protection if something comes up.
Other steps to protect yourself against scams include getting multiple estimates, get a detailed written contract, and consider paying with a credit card to dispute unauthorized charges. Go to www.ohioprotects.org for additional information. The Tuscarawas County Health Department will be hosting a free class on how to maintain your home sewage treatment system. Environmental Director Caroline Terrakitis says no matter what kind of septic system you have, it all requires maintenance. She adds they will be discussing what is required for each type of septic system.
It's just a service that we're trying to provide for homeowners. We want to extend the life of septic systems because they are an expensive repair or replacement, so maintaining them can help save you money in the long haul.
The first ever homeowner education class will be on May 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Tuscarawas County Health Department. To RSVP, you can call the health department at 330-343-5550. In state news, authorities in Cincinnati are pledging to find out what went wrong in the death of a 16-year-old boy they say became trapped by a minivan bench seat in a school parking lot and whose body was found 6 hours after he first called 911 for help. Police say the boy told a 911 dispatcher, "This is not a joke. I am almost dead." Police Chief Elliot Isaac calls Kyle Bush's death a horrific tragedy and says a dispatcher was put on leave Thursday amid an investigation. In sports news, the Indians beat Detroit 9-3 last night. Francisco Lindor had 3 RBIs, including a home run. That's 5 wins in a row for the Indians. They host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at 7:10. The Cleveland Cavaliers begin their playoff run this Sunday at the Q versus Indiana. The Big Z Sports Show will be on tonight from 6 to 8. They will also be streaming online at WTUZ.com. This 9 o'clock newscast is brought to you by Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Commercial Parkway in Dover. A look at your Z Country forecast is up next.
Hey Z Country, still waiting for spring to arrive? Wait no longer. Hi folks, Andrew Anderson here from the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Dover, inviting you in to our newly remodeled showroom where the spring deals have sprung. With over $8,000 off remaining 17 Jeep Renegades and Chrysler Pacificas, with our great selection and available financing for almost every situation, we are sure to have what you are looking for. Stop in during the spring sales event here at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Dover to take advantage of the great deals going on right now. Or check us out online at theNewParkwaySuperstore.com.
Clouds early this morning will make way for sunshine. Today, another warm one, high of 82 degrees with windy conditions between 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, winds diminish down to 59, and on Saturday, sunshine early becoming cloudy and breezy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon and evening, a high of 75. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, you can log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.